Use as directed.
President Trump is talking about his immigration policy, saying they are going to strengthen America's security. And he also took a shot at federal liberal judges who were trying to stop him.
These security actions will save billions of dollars, millions of jobs, and thousands of lives. We're also taking decisive action to improve our vetting procedures. The courts are not helping us, I have to be honest with you. It's ridiculous. Somebody said I should not criticize judges. Okay, I'll criticize judges.
Today, the president will be meeting with leaders of the Congressional Black Caucus at the White House. Louisiana Congressman Cedric Richmond says he and five executive committee members will meet face-to-face with the president. They said they will discuss issues important to the African-American community. The subjects will include health care, the proposed budget by President Trump, and criminal justice reform. The president has previously stated that he was very eager to meet with the members of the Congressional Black Caucus. USA Radio News.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
A total eclipse of the sun is coming to the U.S. this year, and it appears hotels in areas where the eclipse can be seen best are jacking up their prices. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Would-be witnesses to the total eclipse are already telling stories of sold-out hotels and higher room rentals. The eclipse occurs on August 21st, marking the first such occurrence in the continental U.S. since 1979. Once it begins, the moon shadow will move across a dozen states from the West Coast to the Carolinas. The progression has some folks scrambling to find their optimal viewing location, and that has hotels jacking up fees to accommodate visitors. Bottom line, if you're traveling to keep up with the eclipse, you might want to make your reservations as early as possible.
Officials with the Flagstaff, Arizona School District are concerned about unsigned notes being found in school buildings alluding to the Columbine shooting. Here's Jason Campadonia with more details.
The second note was found in a bathroom at Flagstaff High School on Monday after a note was found earlier this month at the school referring to the Columbine High School shooting. Officials say the second note did not include a specific threat but did allude to April 20th, which is the anniversary of the Columbine shooting. Police say there is no information right now that says the threats are credible, but they are being taken seriously. A meeting is set for tonight at the school to answer any questions that parents might have. Jason Campadonia, Phoenix.
A House panel setting the rules for tomorrow's expected floor vote on the GOP health care plan. President Trump put heat on lawmakers to pass the plan yesterday, saying their re-election could depend on it. USA Radio News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Vibrant personality.
A lot of people think of him as the larger-than-life individual. People loved him and gravitated to him because he was so full of energy and loved adventures.
The funeral for a black man who died while in police custody is taking place in Baltimore this morning. Big crowds are expected to honor the memory of Freddie Gray. The death has set off protests around the Baltimore area. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge?
Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
You broke my Quenna lioness sculpture.
When you aren't even covered for your not-so-fine art.
You broke my Mr. Banana lamp.
Or how you're probably covered for hitting this car. But maybe not covered for hitting this car. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Champion UFC fighter John Bones Jones is a suspect in a hit-and-run accident involving a pregnant woman in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Albuquerque police are looking for Jones because he's been identified as the driver who hit the woman's vehicle Sunday morning at an intersection. Charities in Nevada are set to benefit from the upcoming fight between Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. Hundreds of fans will attend the weigh-in for the fight on Friday, and ticket sales to that event will go to charity. Mayweather's portion of those sales are going to the Susan G. Komen of Southern Nevada. Executive Director Stephanie Kirby says the nearly $50,000 will be a big help.
Honored to be chosen by him, because we know it's very personal, and when somebody chooses a charity, they choose it because it has their heart.
Tickets for the weigh-in cost $10, though they are normally free for an event like this. Susan G. Komen of Southern Nevada Executive Director Stephanie Kirby says the donation from the weigh-in ticket sales will be important to them.
There's great organizations that we are able to turn around and grant money to who can provide those direct services.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The acting CEO for the Clinton Foundation is admitting the nonprofit made errors in how government donors were listed on 5 years' worth of its tax returns. Maura Pelley says the charity is working to fix the mistakes and taking steps so it won't happen again. This comes as the foundation, whose founder is former President Bill Clinton, and its donors are being scrutinized by Republican critics. Questions now surround Hillary Clinton's campaign about alleged ties to the foundation's foreign donors and favors granted by the State Department when she was Secretary of State. Bruce Jenner's first wife is speaking out about his recent decision to live the rest of his life as a woman. Christy Scott tells ABC's Good Morning America that she first found out about Jenner's feelings many years ago, but it took her by surprise.
Understandably, I was speechless. I didn't really know what to say. I was really pleased that he shared that intimacy with me.
Scott adds that Jenner was always so manly that it made his revelation that much more surprising. She also says that his decision never impacted their marriage in a bad way, and that she never felt threatened by it. Jenner opened up on Friday during a bombshell interview with Diane Sawyer on ABC's 2020. Christy Scott tells ABC's Good Morning America she never would have expected Bruce Jenner to identify as a woman.
It's so hard to wrap your head around it, particularly because he was such a manly man, and he didn't display any female style in any way.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Program reaching nearly a quarter of a million students. Corey Carlisle with the American Bankers Association says it can be easy for children to reap the rewards of saving.
Even doing something small like 50 cents a day really can add up, and those little changes in your life can really make a big difference in the long run.
You can find more special interest stories, news, and, of course, headlines on our website at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
It's 8:05. Time for Home Chamber Radio weather. We're at 47 degrees and overcast skies in Flemington. Winds are gusting at 5 miles an hour, up to 16. Today is Monday, April 27, 2015. Clouds and sun in the morning. Then more clouds this afternoon. Slight chance of a rain shower, high 61. Winds northwest to 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower throughout the evening, a low of 43. Winds north-northwest to 10 to 15. Except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny tomorrow. A high of 68. Sounds like a nice day with winds north at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunny along with a few afternoon clouds, 73. Cloudy and a high near 65 on Thursday. Overcast rain showers on Friday, May 1st, with a high of 59. On Saturday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, a high of 67 for May 2nd. And that is Kentucky Derby Day. 49 up in Tewksbury, 46 in Franklin, 48 in Alexandria, 48 in East Amwell and Ringos. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse and the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County. Sheena Easton, Morning Train, also known as 9 to 5. How could I pass up a morning song on Good Morning Hunterdon? Couldn't do it. It's her birthday today. We'll get to celebrity birthdays in a little bit. Lots of good things happening here on Good Morning Hunterdon. We'll get to all of that in just a few minutes. First things first, though, let's find out about traffic. Not necessarily the train, more like the early morning commute. We had an incident that has been cleared up. It was on 78 and involved a fuel spill, but as of 7:26 this morning, that accident and fuel spill has been cleared, and it was in Bethlehem Township, 78 eastbound, over by exit 7. Residual delays remained into the area back to exit 3, and so that should all start to clear up in the not-too-distant future. That's it for right now. Good morning, Hunterdon, on Chamber Radio. Time to look at what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com schedule for today. I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk with her about the markets and what took place on Friday. At 8:40, I get Mr. Al War on, Business with Al, talking about some Hunterdon County businesses that he has covered as part of his independent coverage in the Hunterdon County Democrat. At 9 o'clock, one of the keynote speakers from the 6th Annual Women's Leadership Summit, Jean Ousler. The Queen of Results will be joining me via phone. We'll be talking with her about her business, her message to, and information that she'll be sharing with the leadership attendees May 7th. So that's my show there. At 10 o'clock, it's Megan Jones-Holt, the Executive Director of the Flemington Bid, past District Governor of Local 7510 Rotary, talking with various Rotarians about how to promote and affect community service. Mr. Bill Kinslow is in at 11. He is the executive chef over at Jake's on Route 20231. He also runs a class over at Hunterdon County Polytech, and he also has been running the Connections Cafe over there, the Polytech Cafe, teaching young restaurateurs how to bring quality food service to their careers. So Bill Kinslow brings tips, tricks, advice to us via Chef Bill's Table at 11 o'clock. Ms. Sue Lang Saponara from ShopRite of Flemington, registered dietitian and nutritionist, comes over at noon, giving us some insight into the healthy foods in the aisles at ShopRite, how to cook them so you enjoy the food that you're eating and eat healthy at the same time. Mr. Richard G. is covering for Dave Disney at 1 o'clock, and Richard is going to have Lisa Soslick of the Star Makers up in Clinton joining him, talking about the programs they perform over there and the getting ready for the end of the year and end-of-the-season performance that they are getting to ready to put on in the June. So check that out, the Star Maker School. So, yeah, the end-of-the-season showcase where all the kids in the Star Maker do some various performances. So that's Richard G. at 1. Richard G. stays in the studio at 2. Looks like he's covering for Mental Health Matters, and he'll have Bob Burns, who happens to be another host on Hunter Chamber Radio. He does Living Consciously on Fridays, but Bob is a master linguistic individual. He's a hypnotherapist. He's a Reiki master. So Bob will be on here talking about living consciously, a perspective that some of us just do not get or do not understand. So Bob will be bringing some of that information to us via Mental Health Matters. Richard G. stays on yet again for another hour doing the Hunterdon Medical Center on the air. He's the host of that, and they talk about various people, programs, and services that go on in the Hunterdon Medical Center. Last week he had Mr. Robert Wise, the CEO, on, so who knows who they'll bring on this week to top that. So you listen to that and learn more about what's going on new in the Hunterdon Medical Center. And We move on from the Medical Center on the air to Hot in Hunterdon. That's Georgine Trinkle, bringing various viewpoints, topics that are making the headlines in Hunterdon. And we finished up the day with Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann Brown is a celebrant. Her business is Celebration of a Lifetime. And she says on her Facebook page she's going underground. No idea what that means. But she'll be bringing that to us. And so if you want to find out what Ruth Ann is doing and who she's talking to, you're going to have to tune at 5 to 6. That's Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour, quote-unquote, underground. That's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved. Be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HunterdonChamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Well, it's the Capris helping me with BrownieLocks.com.
I said, my baby,
National Tattoo Week finishes up today. National Scoop the Poop Week finishes up on the 30th. Interstate Mullet Toss. I have no idea. No idea. I can only, my imagination is running wild on that. National Dance Week finishes up on the 3rd. National Dream Hotline, National and Global Youth Service Days, Just Pray No, Worldwide Weekend of Prayer. Preservation Week finishes up on the 2nd, and Air Quality Awareness Week finishes up on the 2nd as well. For today, it is Babe Ruth Day. Today he made an announcement in Yankee Stadium. The Babe. It is Mantenza's Mule Day. And it is Morse Code Day. Celebrations and observances for the week and the day. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and it was published by Rick Epstein of the Hunter County Democrat on the 26th, entitled March of Dimes Fundraiser Draws 400 to Spruce Run Reservoir. So about 400 people converged in the parkland adjoining Spruce Run Reservoir and took part in the March of Dimes Raritan Valley March for Babies this morning. Last year, the event raised $165,000, which reflects the help of corporate sponsors. An estimate of this year's fundraiser is not yet available. Proceeds from the March of Babies, March for Babies, is used to fight birth defects. So lots of folks went out on that week. Now, tying in for this is I will have Joan Shamming of Ballyhale of Clinton over here next week, and we'll talk with her about March of Dimes, a little fundraiser that she does and she participates in. So we'll have more about what March of Dimes is all about and find out more about it. But hey, 400 people decided to go out to Spruce Run and enjoy the weather and make some hay for trying to solve the issue of birth defects. Not a bad gig. And so congratulations to all of them, and thank you to all of them for their participation. That's why that is Vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac gives me celebrity birthdays for today, which is April 27th. It'll be Brooklyn Prue. She's 16 today, from Brokeback Mountain. Shameless, Rebecca Ryan is 24. Big Mamas, Like Father, Like Son, Emily Rios is 26. From Guardians of the Galaxy, Laura Ortiz is 28. Chronicles of Narnia movies, William Moseley is 28. Captain America, The First Avenger, Jenna Coleman is 29. The Descent, Part 2, Anna Skillern is 30. Mystic River, Ari Grainer is 32. A Bronx Tale, Francis Capra, 32. Christine Bottomley from Venus is 36. Happy-Go-Lucky's Sally Hawkins, 39. From Rush, Christian Solomino is 40. The Art of the Steel, Ellie Downs is 42. American Pie's Jillian Bach, 42. The Monster Squad, Andre Gower, 42. General Hospital, Maura West, 43. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, David Lasher is 43. Carlito's Ways. Ingrid Rogers turns 47 today. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Anna Chancellor is 50. 51st birthday of Lisa Wilcox from General Hospital. Conspiracy of Silence, Michael Mahonan, 51. Point Break, James LaGrosse is 53. From Lucy, Minsik Choi is 53. Point Break, John Philbin, 55. Singer Sheena Easton is 56 today. Asterisk and Obelix versus Caesar. Ariel Tabassi is 57. Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Kevin McNally is 59. Former KISS lead guitarist Ace Frehley is 64. Knott's Landing, Douglas Sheehan is 66. B-52's singer, Kate Pearson is 67. Main Ingredient lead singer, Everybody Plays the Fool is one of theirs. Cuba Gooding Sr. is 71. Gladiators, John Shrapnel is 73. Rowan and Martin's Laughing, Judy Carn is 76. April Wine and Mash McCann drummer, Jerry Mercer, 76. Brown singer, Maxine Brown is 83. 8.5, Anouk Amli is 83. And Chuck Knox, Buffalo Bills, Seattle Seahawks, and the LA Rams coach, is 83 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntchamber.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. Time for us to take a break. We'll be back in a little bit. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Con.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind is all around you. Looking out.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. More than 3,600 people are now confirmed dead and thousands injured in the massive earthquake that hammered Nepal over the weekend. Crews continue digging through rubble looking for victims, and the first helicopter is headed to a Mount Everest base camp this morning to rescue more than 200 stranded climbers. Three Americans are among the dead. Freddie Gray is set to be laid to rest today. Hundreds gathered for his wake yesterday to mourn the loss of the 25-year-old who died in police custody.
This young man was 25 years of age. It is out of the rhythm of life for a parent to have to funeralize their son.
Pastor Jamal Bryant was there for the day of healing. Gray died April 19th, 2 weeks after suffering a severe spinal injury while in Baltimore police custody. A longtime Clinton supporter is shooting down accusations that Hillary Clinton sold diplomatic favors while serving as Secretary of State. On Fox News Sunday, former White House counsel Lanny Davis denied there are any anonymous donors to the Clinton Foundation. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Champion UFC fighter John Bones Jones is a suspect in a hit-and-run accident involving a pregnant woman in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Albuquerque police are looking for Jones because he's been identified as the driver who hit the woman's vehicle Sunday morning at an intersection.
Charities in Nevada are set to benefit from the upcoming fight between Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. Hundreds of fans will attend the weigh-in for the fight on Friday, and ticket sales to that event will go to charity. Mayweather's portion of those sales are going to the Susan G. Komen of Southern Nevada. Executive Director Stephanie Kirby says the nearly $50,000 will be a big help.
Honored to be chosen by him, because we know it's very personal, and when somebody chooses a charity, they choose it because it has their heart.
Tickets for the weigh-in cost $10, though they are normally free for an event like this. Susan G. Komen of Southern Nevada Executive Director Stephanie Kirby says the donation from the weigh-in ticket sales will be important to them.
There's great organizations that we are able to turn around and grant money to who can provide those direct services.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The Miami Police Department is set to launch a federally funded predictive policing system capable of forecasting where certain types of crime might occur. The software was purchased using a $600,000 grant from the Bureau of Justice Assistance. Its mathematical algorithms will take years of local crime data and create maps of where robberies, home burglaries, and auto thefts are likely to happen. Republican presidential hopeful Ted Cruz says he remains opposed to same-sex marriage. The Texas senator was forced to reiterate that position following comments he made earlier in the week at a New York City fundraising event. The New York Times reported Cruz had said he would treat his young daughters the same as if one of them revealed she was gay. Kids who start saving money at a young age are more likely to become financially responsible adults. Corey Carlisle with the American Bankers Association says there are plenty of ways adults can help.
One of the first lessons that we encourage parents, educators to do is help kids understand the differences between needs and wants.
Carlisle says developing those skills will help children learn more about budgeting and the value of saving money. More than 12,000 bankers are taking part in Teach Children to Save program, reaching nearly a quarter of a million students. Corey Carlisle with the American Bankers Association says it can be easy for children to reap the rewards of saving.
Even doing something small like 50 cents a day really can add up, and those little changes in your life can really make a big difference in the long run.
You can find more special interest stories, news, and, of course, headlines on our website at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. And you're listening to USA Headline News.
...832, Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 47 degrees overcast in Flemington. Winds 6 miles an hour. Today is Monday, April 27th. Sun and clouds mixed today. Slight chance of a rain shower and a high near 60. Winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Some clouds this evening will give way to mainly clear skies overnight. Slight chance of a shower throughout the evening, low of 43. And generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, a high of 68. Wednesday the 29th, sunshine and some clouds, 73. Overcast on Thursday, a high near 65. Friday the 1st, cloudy with occasional showers for the afternoon, 58. And on Kentucky Derby Day, partly cloudy skies, a high of 67. 46 in Franklin, 51 in Alexandria, 49 in Ringo's, and 49 in Reddington. Good morning, Hunterdon, on Chamber Radio Weather. All right, Michelle Heide is on the phone with me. Michelle, oh, no, she's not. We'll be right back. Good old technical problem.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
We're back, and she should be on the phone now. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I don't think you caught the headline, but USA Radio was saying that kids who learn to save at an early age become responsible adults. Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all.
Yep, so
it makes sense.
Makes it sense, as in C-E-N-T-S?
Absolutely.
A little pun there, no intention?
Exactly.
All right, so we got through a weekend. What's the markets doing? What did they do on Friday?
Yeah, Friday was an interesting day. Friday, the markets all ended higher, the NASDAQ mm-hmm. much higher. We had a lot of the big tech names soaring. We had Microsoft, which has been sort of kind of just going along. They were up about 10%. We had Amazon up about 14%, a few others as well. So the NASDAQ did extremely well, hit another high on Friday.
Wow.
The Dow and the S&P were up as well. So, yeah, it was a very nice day. A lot of that had to do with some of the earnings numbers and things coming in. And then today, there's not much actually out in the news today in terms of the market, but we do have, again, a bunch of earnings coming on. I haven't seen Apple yet. I know that Apple's reporting today, and I can't mm-hmm. recall exactly what time those are being reported. But all eyes are keeping an eye out for that. And then in overseas news, we actually had Fitch downgrading Japan based upon their fiscal policy. So that was interesting. And then, of course, we still have Greece out in the news.
Yeah.
Still don't know what's going on. But it does look like, again, not that the futures are any big indication, but it does look like the futures are looking for a positive open and continued focus on earnings season.
Neat. Microsoft is a big surprise to me. They, for most of the time that we've been doing this, Microsoft mm-hmm. has been always in a stall. It never really did
exactly.
anything.
It's just kind of been, kind of just moving along, not really doing a whole lot. So yeah, that was a big surprise.
Yeah. So to see it move 10%, that's significant.
Absolutely.
And we have, so the Europeans kind of shrugging off Greece at this point. They kind of feel that that's irrelevant.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that Apple is part of the Dow.
Right.
So we're going to see the effect of Apple now on the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in the S&P, not just in the NASDAQ, but also affecting the Dow index. And what else am I seeing here? Oil's 45% rebound.
Hmm.
How about that? Is that fluff there in the news, or are you just, or is there at some point it's really going to start to change in the other direction?
Well, I mean, as soon as things continue to hit lows.
Yeah.
There's always the conversation that, at some point they'll stabilize. No one expects oil to go back up to where it had been, a year or 2 years ago, but mm-hmm. they are looking for more of a stabilization price. So
yeah.
Whether or not, I don't know about 45%, but, we've already started to see oil slowly creeping back up a little bit. But,
Well, look at it this way. If oil is at, I don't know, it was at 58 or something like that not too long ago. If you take 45%
right.
of that, you're looking in the 70s, which is not
right.
a bad price,
That's not a bad price. I know earlier when we first started seeing the prices fall, a lot of the economists were saying, somewhere around 60 or 70. So, that's probably right around that range.
Yeah. So it's hard to, you got to do some quick math to make sure you understand what they're actually talking about and whether it's got, and do some critical thinking with whether that makes sense. So
exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So it's all quiet except for waiting for Apple, and obviously we're waiting to see the fallout from the earthquake in Nepal. So a lot of countries are going to get involved in that.
Cool.
But
That's,
I guess, the big news right now, right?
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Very well.
All right.
Well, it's beginning of the new work week, and it looks like we've got some very mild weather coming up, so we'll enjoy it.
Absolutely. Sounds right. Good.
Thank you, Michelle. Have a good day. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle are on Tuesdays on Something's About Money at 11 o'clock, and they help me with the market update on Good Morning 101 JimBerrera.com at 8:30. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning 101 in just a moment.
Hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn, and there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing,
boom,
in the little valley town.
Boom,
and the song that they were singing,
boom,
was for baby.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today.
It is time for Business with Al. Al Ward, independent columnist of the Hunter County Democrat, is on the phone. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks.
Now, I have a question for you before we get into your highlight of the Hunterdon County businesses. I was looking at your blog again this morning, and you seem to have growth on the mind, on your mind. It comes up in a... Always.
if a business is not growing, it is falling behind.
Excellent.
It's as simple as that. You can't maintain steady state.
Now, that's an interesting perspective, because many of the businesses that I come in contact with initially who do not have a strategic plan or a vision seem to just be quote-unquote surviving. That's actually the rules, the words that they use when they're talking to me. And that's a dangerous place to be.
It's a very dangerous, yes.
So
either you're doing things to grow in the future. You know, it boils down to customers or clients. You're going to lose every one you ever get through one means or another. They move away or they do something else. Their brother-in-law goes into a similar business.
Right.
So one way or another, they're all going to leave you. So the time to, I've often told people, the time to replace a customer or client is when you get them, or at least have some thought in mind as to what you will do if they leave you.
Yep. And you should really, if you have a customer that is I'll put a number out there just for argument's sake. That's 20% of your bottom line, and I've seen ones that are more significant than that, 50% of your bottom line.
Yeah.
You are in big trouble.
Big-time trouble. If that customer decides to go away, you've lost a significant portion of your business overnight.
Yeah, and they can manipulate you.
Absolutely.
They can have a huge effect on your business because you're just dealing with their taste, and and you feel obligated. So that's a dangerous place.
They quickly realize that they're a big part of your business. One of the best examples of that is Walmart.
Uh-huh.
They lean on their small suppliers heavily.
Yep.
To get price breaks, and it can really put a small business out of business.
Yep. I'm with you there. All right. I always get extra advice from you. I just squeeze it out of you. It's good. You're like an orange. That's good.
I'm just an orange to you, huh? Better an orange than a lemon.
All right. Well, I love lemons, too, especially with
salt. Yeah, I do, too.
All right. So who are we talking about today?
Well, the Chamber of Commerce does a great job in several respects. They're all over the place, including this broadcast, but they do a lot of grand openings and ribbon cuttings and all kinds of events at businesses, which draws attention to the business, to the products or services offered, or where the public can go and ask questions, meet the business principals, and so forth in a non-selling kind of atmosphere. So they do a lot of these, and they have done three in the last week or so.
Yeah.
And they have two more coming up that I know about, so I decided to devote the whole column to these types of businesses.
Okay, so who are they, and what are they all about?
Well, Domolino is a barbershop and hair salon that has been around for 5-6 years,
mm-hmm.
but on Main Street in Flemington, but they recently tripled their size and moved into new quarters on Central Avenue, the number 9 Central Avenue, and offer a lot more than they did before. Angelo and Sandy Graziani run the place, and both of them are involved. She handles the hair end and other types of things, and Angelo handles the barbering end, which has become quite a thing. He tells me that there's a lot of interest in men going and having a shave these days. So they had a ribbon cutting, I think 2 weeks ago now.
Yep.
Which attracted a lot of people. But families come to this place. The kids can watch TV while mom gets her hair done and dad can get a shave or kick back with a beer maybe. And or they have upstairs a loft where people can check their emails and watch television or have a coffee or whatever.
Neat. Well,
so it's a relaxing kind of place for the whole family is what they have created.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So you're taking care of the immediate customer, but you're also removing some of the customer's problems, needs, concerns, so they can relax and enjoy their time at your business.
Sure.
Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
I talked to also George Volker over at V5 Cycles. Now, this is a big cycle shop that was in temporary quarters over by AutoZone there since last summer. But they have also expanded and moved into new space. They have about 4,000 square feet.
Yep.
And they have hundreds of bikes in stock. So if you want an education on bikes, V5 Cycles is the place to go.
Yeah, I had George here just before that ribbon cutting, and we talked about his business, but I am completely out of touch with the world of cycling. It's not the same as you just go out and buy a bicycle and ride it around.
Well, it can be. It includes road bikes and racing bikes and mountain bikes and fat bikes. I didn't know what a fat bike was until I talked to George. But or it can include training wheels for the kids and tricycle type things, big tricycle type bikes for, you know, riding around town.
Yeah. No, it's a huge business. It's a huge it's a huge hobby following. And you have to now consider bicycles for the type of cycling you're going to do, including cyclocore.
It's great exercise.
Yep, excellent. And now
he emphasizes that a lot.
That's good.
With in the space he has there.
Yep. And now we're trying in Huntington County and many other places to emphasize a little bit more bicycling, even during your commute, if you happen to work locally.
Sure.
Or to do other things. So they're trying. He also has accessories and stuff to try and help you.
Full line of accessories, including GPS locators and all kinds of computer things. The fat bikes intrigued me. I didn't know that they were so popular. I knew they were around. But these things have tires that are 3.5 to 5 inches in diameter, or wide, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they they offer all kinds of possibilities with biking. And George said they're the fastest growing segment of the market right now.
Now, the frame is a normal bicycle frame, but the wheels are much wider. That's what you're talking about.
Or fat.
Why? Yeah. Why? What's the premise of that? What are you using it for? Did he say?
I didn't say. He didn't get into all the different
just
uses.
Just cool?
I would assume that, a fat tire bike is much easier to ride and manipulate and through rough ground or whatever you're
that would
traveling
make sense.
On. But and much less... I don't want to say dangerous, but there's an element of danger in the thin tire racing bikes.
Right.
You got to know what you're doing when you get on one of those things.
Sure. I would imagine there's a little bit more friction, though, wouldn't you think, on the pavement?
So. That's going to give you more exercise.
Okay. I knew you'd find a positive thing out of that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so fat-tired bikes called fat bikes. All right. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So they had a ribbon cutting, and George, like I said, it was amazing to realize how big a following the world of cycling has. He also told me about cyclocross. Did he mention that to you?
Don't remember that.
Cyclocross is like motocross, but with bicycles.
But with bicycles, okay.
And so they're running through these dirt tracks, trying to get ahead of the pack ups and downs and moguls, and I've seen it with motorcycles, and it looks hard enough to keep a motorcycle on a dirt track, but having
a dirt track,
but now pedaling, wow, I'd be exhausted after the first turn.
An extra dimension there.
Yeah. So
the group ride. He has group rides every Saturday and Sunday morning.
Yep.
Which people meet at the store and go off on a ride.
It's great. And now it's springtime. You can go out and enjoy the weather and the fresh air and some beautiful scenery and enjoy your ride. It's good.
He told me he was planning to start up a yoga exercise class in May.
Okay.
I would have to call for the details. It's not started yet, but it's coming.
All right. So he's got yoga going. So he's really kind of focusing on your recreation and your health from all different aspects,
from different angles. Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
All right. So he's trying to, we just talked about growth. There you go. A person who just moved into a whole new business environment, and now he's trying to expand his products and services.
Growing the appeal of it over several layers of the market,
Yeah, very good. All right, so we had two. What was the other ribbon cutting you were focusing on?
The USA Karate and Fitness.
Okay.
Has just opened in Lebanon on Route 22 there.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to Chad Ruff, who, with a partner, Andrew Crescenzo, runs the place.
Mm-hmm.
They are both black belt holders, and they teach classes as well.